MissouriNet News, I'm Jason Taylor. Six finalists vying to be the police chief in St. Louis appeared at a forum last night. A crowd at the event at St. Louis University Law School booed loudly over interim police chief Lawrence O'Toole being included on the shortlist for the job. O'Toole came under scrutiny for his leadership during protests over the acquittal of a white police officer and the shooting death of a black suspect. A conservative nonprofit group has stepped up its campaign targeting Missouri State Auditor Nicole Galloway. Missouri Alliance for Freedom has ads running, including on major newspaper websites in the state, with the caption, "Follow the Law, Release the Text Messages." Kansas City-based Missouri Alliance filed a lawsuit against Galloway, a Columbia Democrat, in July. The group appears to have established a Twitter account this week called Come Clean Nicole. A tweet posted Wednesday says liberal state auditor Nicole Galloway is refusing to follow the law and won't release her text messages from her taxpayer-provided state phone. Galloway is the only Democrat currently holding statewide office and will be up for re-election next November. A speedy search is underway for a new Missouri Education Commissioner. Alisa Nelson reports.
The State Board of Education has voted in favor of allowing the public to begin applying immediately for the next Missouri Education Commissioner job. Applications will be accepted through January 8th. Governor Greitens's five controversial appointees said there is no reason to hold off on letting people apply because the board can reopen the search if applicants do not measure up. Board Vice President Victor Lenz said accepting applications before a board committee could gather suggestions about what Missouri officials are hoping for in the next commissioner, quote, defied common sense. The board has not worked out the details of the CEO's qualifications. The search follows the members appointed by Greitens voting this month in favor of firing Margie Van Deven. Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
The Kansas City Council has rejected the framework of an agreement with Edgemore, the company selected to design and build an airport terminal for the city. WDAF reports opposition to the agreement centered on a community benefits package as well as Edgemore's demand for $30 million in reimbursements. There's also concern about how the firm would fund the project going forward. The Missouri Department of Transportation says 49% of Missouri's employees and 63% of Missouri's jobs are located within 30 miles of Interstate 70. Boone County Presiding Commissioner Dan Atwill, who's from Columbia, testified this week before the State Transportation Task Force. He urged them to make I-70 their number one priority.
People all over the state benefit from the I-70 corridor. And I tried to narrow it down, but still it shows a lot of population.
I-70 in Missouri was built in the 50s and 60s. The 21st Century Missouri Transportation Task Force will submit its recommendations to the legislature January 1st. This is MissouriNet News.